All right, it's always fun to call regional championship games, and Andy Say says it's always fun to coach regional championship games. Just your thoughts tonight. Beat a good team on their home floor, man. It took every last ounce to get out of here with the win.
You know, I still say on paper, Riverdale's better than we are. Gosh, I got a lot of respect for those kids. They play so hard. They have all the confidence in the world, and they shoot it from three. It's unfortunate that we ended up in the same regional, because I think both of us are two good teams that have the ability to, you know, not necessarily sustain a postseason run, but at least kind of make it interesting. So my hat's off to Coach Kelly and those Riverdale kids.
Well, and I know I didn't use the old coaching adage in the pregame, and neither did Coach Kelly or yourself, but, you know, it's basically when you size up these games, you know you're playing a good opponent, so you know you're going to have to respond to when one team makes a run. And I tell you, I was a little bit worried in the midway portion of the third quarter, because I thought you had really controlled the game going into the locker room at halftime, but you looked really from, I'd say, the four-minute point on in the first quarter to the end of the second quarter until they made that last shot. I thought, well, man, I feel pretty good. But then you look at the scoreboard and you're saying, well, geez, it's only a five-point game, 28-23. And then they got that little push early when it was 32-32. So what about the response after that point where you really kind of, that lead hovered between six and four, where you had a little breathing room?
Well, I think you're being kind. We were so disjointed on offense that we were lucky to get shots off. You know, we looked like we had no clue of what we were supposed to do. We were really kind of soft in terms of setting our cuts up and getting open in the right spot. So, gosh, we made some winning plays down the stretch. But, man, there wasn't a second I wasn't worried, even when Nate kind of dribbled the ball out.
Well, and then, you know, this – what was the difference tonight, you think? The Rockets won this game because why?
Well, there are a handful of plays that I kind of think back on. You know, Brody Whiteman was trapped on our side of half court. He pivoted. He didn't panic. And all of a sudden, wide open Braden Dean by the rim. You know, we were able to knock that one in. That was a big one to stretch the lead for us down the stretch. And then you look at all the difficult shots we forced Brandon Stone to make. Obviously, it was a war of attrition. We had guys getting in foul trouble and fouling out on both sides. So just kind of our collective effort on Brandon Stone, and then some heady plays down the stretch from our seniors to kind of handle pressure and get easy buckets that kind of helped us sustain the lead, even though we weren't rebounding, even though we were fouling every time down the floor. So a little bit of luck and a little bit of us having good habits and just being really tough on the defensive end.
Well, and it always boils down to me for this, and there's been so many great players in, you know, the last 10 or 15 years at this school that have played basketball. But to win the elite games in beating the elite opponents, you had to have more than just the one or two kids step up, you know, even in the half era. You know, you're playing the elite teams. Three other kids had to step up and have good games, and they did. And I thought tonight, you know, it wasn't just here, Nate, here, Jace, we need baskets from you. I thought so many kids, more than just offensively, I thought made big plays for you at different points of this game.
I would agree. I thought there were a couple plays that Landon Bull made in the first half that kind of kept us rolling, you know, because they did such a good job of kind of earmarking Jace and Nate that it kind of opens it up a little bit for some of our other guys. Carson Clemmie continues to get better and continues to do a good job on both ends of the floor. You know, at the start of the season, I don't think he could guard you, Jim, but tonight he was out
there. You couldn't guard me either.
Well, I can coach defense. I've never been able to play defense. But, no, our guys just, you know, even TJ Wilson just has a motor that keeps plays going and allows us to kind of get some second chances. And I thought Brody Whiteman he did a nice job of – sorry, I have no voice, which is why I don't have a mask on. My wife's going to kill me. So I thought Brody Whiteman did a nice job of any time we get in trouble, all of a sudden he flashes open to the right spot on the floor and then kind of relieves pressure for us. So I thought, you know, obviously Nate and Jace do a good job, but then I thought we had good minutes from our other guys. That really was the difference for us.
Well, and then the other thing, too, and again, you spoke about the fouls and impacted, you know, Marion got in early foul trouble for them, Landon got in early foul trouble for you, and then Wilson got in some foul trouble. And from a coaching standpoint, you like to be able to sub when you want to sub and have your player combinations out there at certain times. How much did that impact, I don't know, flow or strategy at all tonight?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but at one point Nate Henry was setting the screens for us in our half court offense, and that's something we kind of been working on towards the end of the season. But you know, as you've seen most of our games this year, that's not something we've done a lot of. So it obviously impacts our matchups. It impacts what we do on the offensive end. It impacts what we do on the defensive end, and then it kind of limits you on what you can do after 2 or 3 minutes when guys are tired and you want to go to somebody else. So Braden Deem did a nice job of guarding their big, and I just proud of these kids. I love them. I love how hard they play, and I'm really happy for them.
All right, and you know, the other thing tonight too that was so great, you know, just the environment you play in, and I'm so glad the kids are getting to experience this tonight. Such a fun atmosphere when you have this type of crowd and you get to play in this type of environment. How enjoyable was that for you, and how enjoyable, you know, it's pressure-packed moments, I know, but you gotta breathe it in a little bit.
I mean, these moments aren't really enjoyable until afterwards.
Well, there's so the 32 minutes for me was just, I'm like, man, this is awesome, because it reminded me of the 1 year in the game was in Aledo between Rock Ridge and Allam, and I thought that was such a great atmosphere that night, and the Rockets fell a little bit short. And then tonight, yeah, well, but it was a great interscholastic game. And these are the type of games where I say where I like the handshake line, because the kids let it all hang out, and they have to walk through the handshake line, and it's the agony of defeat, and it's the thrill of victory, and it's the mutual respect of both teams.
Yeah, I agree, and that's part of kind of like growing as a person and as a competitor is, you know, you have to be tough enough to go out there and give it your all, and then you have to be tough enough to live with the result. But speaking to your first kind of question, to put it into perspective, there was a moment at the start of the game where I looked up into the stands, and I hadn't been a part of a game like this since the Fieldcrest game, you know, in, what, 2019? Right, or it would have been right after.
Yeah, you had to bring up that game. Yeah.
But, I mean, having this environment and those kids being able to experience this, I'm really excited for them and them getting just this little bit of normalcy back and kind of having the experience of playing in a packed gym against, you know, a team you know really well and you have a lot of respect for.
Yeah, and just getting to the series with Riverdale this year, you know, three good games, and to play an opponent like that. And, you know, you look at kind of measuring stick wins and how important I think it was tonight to come up here and get a win like this. You know, of course it's the regional championship, but you say, hey, we went up there and we won on their home floor. Not too many teams did that here in 2022.
I don't know if they have lost on their own.
I don't think they have.
Yeah, they're. God, I know I keep saying it. They're really good. They're really good. They're well coached. They play incredibly hard. They're incredibly confident. And our kids had to kind of match that bravado that they play with. And then, you know, I like to say that kind of we slowed down a little bit and made some executed some simple yet difficult things down the stretch, and I think our guys, you know, they took this game personally. You know, I think, you know, you all split as the conference champions, and then you get a chance to, one, play a regional championship, and then two, kind of have that, well, you know, that rubber match win. So I think our guys did a good job, and they kind of accepted this challenge. They knew it wasn't going to be tough, and they attacked it. I'm proud of them.
All right, so you play Eureka. They won tonight over Stillman Valley. The final was a low-scoring game, I think, like 36-29 or something, like 38-24.
Dang.
Was the final. You had a chance to see them in person at Western. They won the tournament. You know much about intel about them yet?
Yeah, they're really, really good. They got the two Heffernan brothers. One's a senior. He won state in the high jump at 6'9". He's a freak athlete. And he can pull it from volleyball line. He's kind of like has got a little Gentry Whiteman in him in terms of a playmaker, but can really jump and get out of the gym. And then he's got a brother who's a sophomore, who's 6'4", 6'5", and he'll shoot it in from about volleyball line too. And then they've got a bunch of really smart, quick guards that play around him, and they're well coached. So we've got a tall task ahead of us. Hopefully we can rebound a little bit better, and hopefully we can guard them like Stillman Valley did.
Yeah, and it looks like, well, Princeton won tonight over Kewaunee 71-63, and then Farmington was leading Knoxville in the third. I didn't see a final on that, so it looks like maybe Farmington and Princeton in the other sectional semifinal game. All right, so it's weird. That's why I love postseason basketball, because we get to stay. The Rockets get to play Eureka in Mendota. Man, that's when you know postseason is back. Nice going, coaches. It's so fun, postseason basketball. Man, I just love doing it on local radio. So we'll see you Wednesday in Mendota.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Real quick, I want to give a thank you, a shout-out to Mrs. Hassan and Mrs. Graves and our student section that did a wonderful job of traveling with us tonight. We wouldn't have won this game without you guys, so thank you.
All right, awesome. I'll talk to Carson Columbia. Bring him up here,
right,
and I'll
get
him
it.
On. All right, good to see Coach Say. We'll see him Wednesday in Mendota with Rock Ridge Rocket Basketball on WRMJ.